I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Samant Sehgal, founder and CEO at BreachLock, a global leader in continuous attack surface discovery and penetration testing. To learn more about our sponsor, BreachLock, visit breachlock.com. Samant, welcome. Great to have you back with us.
Great to be back with you, Steve.
So, Samant, when we're together, we're usually doing a deep dive on technical topics, and we're definitely going to be doing more of that this year. But I want to kick off 2024 by asking you about the past 12 months, because BreachLock has done so much. It's been hard to keep up. Talk to us, you know, 30,000 foot view. What has the company done? There's been an exciting announcement lately, but I don't want to steal your thunder. Give it to us.
Yeah. So 2024 already, it's been very exciting, right? So, it already feels like I've been half a year with so much that we've accomplished 2024. But let's talk about 2023 for a bit. Exciting year, definitely. It wasn't that easy. We were in the middle of the industry, with a lot of changes in how the market was behaving. Thankfully for us, we did reasonably well, as I would put it. We added about 300 odd clients to our platform. We have seen a lot of traction with Fortune 500 companies. So we added a lot of new clients in that space, a lot of mid-market, of course, as always. But the thing that stood out for me is that the enterprise clients are, for one, understanding the power of PTAS in terms of how it solves their pain points that they have with traditional pen testing companies, how they can scale their pen testing efforts. Secondly, they stick around with us, so that's good news, which means there is a clear product market fit with enterprise clients. So those were some exciting, wins for us in 2023, and I think the team has done an incredible job. It wasn't an easy year. But I think we sailed through, and 2024, it's really busy for good.
Well, we're going to talk about the technology, but just to close out on 2023, I think reputation and trust is so important in our industry. We hear great things about BreachLock. We talked to some of your clients, and I'm sure that was a large part of it, last year.
So absolutely.
Let's talk about a new announcement that I was reading about, and this has to do with your ASM, PTAS, automated pen testing, and RTAS. Can you give us a high level on these solutions?
Absolutely. So, Steve, if you remember, we started our journey as a plain and simple PTAS company. We can some ways, we established that category in the market. And, as we went on with that journey for our clients to experience this new way of solving the age-old pen testing problem, there were new use cases that were coming across, right? One of them was that, okay, how can we move away from point in time to a continuous pen test, right? And a large part of that had to do with the expanding attack surface. So that was the first need that we addressed in our solution in the portfolio expansion, which means that now we are able to do continuous attack surface discovery. And that's not just limited to, the domains, the subdomains, the IP blocks, the IP addresses. We also go to the dark web, and we see what we see in terms of the breached credentials that they might have on one of those assets that we've already discovered. And from that point on, we up our game and let them choose what they need to test from a pen testing perspective, which means where they want to deep dive. And of course, it's not always the 100% of the attack surface, right? So let's say they scratch 10% of the surface with a deep dive pen test because, it's still costing them. Not a lot, but it's still a good amount of dollars that go into an exercise like that. But what we offer them beyond that, and that's the newest innovation that our team has brought about, and I'm so proud of that, is that they've added this automated pen testing piece to it, right? So if you go back, step one, asset discovery, know your risk, crash the surface, prioritize what you want to do a deep dive on. And that's not always 100%, like I explained, because of cost and time reasons. And then once you're done with that, you're still left with about, let's say, 70% of your attack surface that you don't know, what's the exposure level on that. That's where our automated pen testing comes in. And you can launch those automated pen tests. You could see an automated pen test report on those assets. And based on that, you can again decide where you want to spend the rest of your budget in. So altogether, attack surface discovery, the usual pen testing as a service capability, and then finally, you know, making the cycle complete with automated pen testing on what you were not able to pen test in a pretest service. So that's in essence the platform strategy that we have.
So you mentioned your team, they're called Breach Lockers. I love it. You've got some of the coolest people in the industry. We had an opportunity to meet with them in person. That was a lot of fun. Tell us about your people. And I mean, how do you recruit them, Sumant? It's really, really tough in our industry to find good people. More importantly, how do you keep them? You know, retaining cybersecurity professionals is really, really hard. And are you looking for more? Any more of them?
A lot of people ask me that, Steve, and I don't know the exact answer for that, but I think about it all the time as well, because we've built an incredible culture here. And I think one thing that people have told me, like Breach Lockers have told me, you know, after they've sticked around for like a year, they come and walk up to me and say that I've never experienced something like this. It's an altogether different vibe. And one thing that stands out in every conversation is, I think authenticity is a deep down element of our DNA, you know, which comes from transparency. What you see is what you get, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. You know, we say it the way it is. And when you do that, there's two things that happen. You know, one is like people say, oh, this is incredible. At least I'm not in the dark. You know, it's all about work, fun. You know, I don't need to think about what's the guy thinking in his head. You know, it is what it is. And some people like that and some people don't. Because, you know, so I think we start at the step of hiring with this principle. So we are extremely transparent. We exaggerate all the critical aspects of breach log right at the interview stage. We, you know, it's a long process, 3, 4, 5 goes all the way to the executive level. And I think that's where we kind of distill it down to people that will fit the clan. And even for them, it's not 100% realization in the interview process. Some of them still expand on their experience after they've joined. So that's the part of how, you know, we attract the talent. Why they stay, again, I think it's because of authenticity and transparency. I'll give you an anecdote on that. We were part of the SVB stuff that happened, right? And and the moment, and we had good exposure in SVB, right? But we were financially stable. You know, we had enough funds across the globe because we are like in 3 countries, so there was no financial crisis as such. But of course, it was a good amount of hit, right? I mean, we took it on our chin, like they say. And, you know, I made it open on a town hall setting in a video conferencing setting to all our employees, the ones that were potentially going to be impacted and not with any kind of salary delays or whatever. We told them exactly how it was playing out for us, what we knew and what we did not know. And it was incredible because after I just left the call, I got like 5, 6 text messages saying, hey, don't worry, you know, we're here and, you know, we understand, we appreciate that you're being very transparent and we'll get through this together, right? So it's like smaller instances like this that kind of contribute to building the transparent culture that I'm talking about. It's not plain and simple. It's not a hollow word for us. We live it.
So 2024, are you looking for any more breach lockers? You know, is the company going to be bringing on some more people?
Absolutely. We want to automate the hell out of pen testing, Steve, here at BreachLog. So, you know, we're always on the lookout for programmer hackers, people who know how to hack and program, because I think that's the way we can solve this automation problem, because we need to let the smart guys focus on the things that require smart guys, and everything else can be done by AI, ML, and automation, right? So yes, we're still hiring, but mainly in the innovation engineering side.
So you mentioned the PTAS market. Of course, you're doing so much more now, but that in of itself is a very big market. And if I'm not mistaken, you played some role, your company played some role in coining that term. I know that Gartner has been following it and has been mentioning you in their hype cycle for 3 years now. So just kind of focusing in on that PTAS market, what do you see the future of that category, say, over the next, you know, 3 to 5 years?
Right. And I've been thinking about this all the time, especially in the last 1 year when we were expanding our portfolio. And I think this part of the market is not insulated to the discussion that you see now with Palo Alto and the platform stuff that you're reading about, whether it's you know, specialized solutions versus a platform because we need to act faster. So one thing that comes out of that theme, and again, that will apply to PTAS or, you know, security testing automation in general, is the consolidation, right? So you see a lot of players in our market that are consolidating breach attack simulation or attack surface monitoring or PTAS or continuous automated red teaming. They're all trying to make permutation combinations of these you know, innovative security testing techniques into a platform. And there's no one magic solution, obviously, because it's still an evolving state. But I feel, Steve, that this is, you're going to see a lot of consolidation in the PTAS space, in the BAS space, in the ESM space, as they say, right, in the red teaming space. And I think in the end, it's all going to benefit the CISO, right? So they are the real winners in this journey, because by the end of the day, the CISO would be able to have an offensive lens on their security landscape, on their security posture. And what's great is that they would be able to see all the risks from different sources in one consolidated view. And that's what all of us are hoping for. And I think that's the right direction that the industry is heading in.
Before we let you go, Saman, I was thinking about something sitting here, you know, before you came on. Are there any large companies, Fortune 500, Global 2000 companies at this point who are not pen testing?
No, I don't think the regulators or the standards that they have to comply to will let them be there. In fact, in the States now, there's new regulation, you know, right out of the oven that is only going to make this more, you know, mandatory for companies of even mid-sized companies. They can't get away with not doing pen testing. I haven't seen every company that, whether they're doing the pen testing the right way or the wrong way, the old way or the new way, that can be a discussion. But I don't think nobody's security testing. 5-10% of budget, of total cybersecurity budget, is definitely, you know, targeted at offensive security or attack surface management.
Well, whether they're doing it the right way or the wrong way, we're going to leave off there. That's a conversation for another time. All right. Thank you, Saman.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining us today was Saman Sehgal, founder and CEO at BreachWalk, a global leader in continuous attack surface discovery and penetration testing. To learn more about our sponsor, BreachLock, visit breachlock.com. You can keep up with all of our media at cybercrimemagazine.com.